I want you to pray. I want you to believe with all your heart and all that is within you to believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is your. How many strangers to me out there that I don't know? You raise up your hand. All out through the building, no matter where you are. Now, perhaps you have never known this. Now, if thou hast to follow the Holy Spirit, and if it speaks, you answer. I don't say that it will. I'm just saying I pray that it will. See, that it will. I have no right to say that only by His Word. He said that He would grant it, and we believe that it will be granted. Now you pray. That's your faith. You can do nothing till you touch Him, then He speaks to me. If you can believe. If thou canst believe. Yes, here it is. Just a moment. Right over here to my left. That's a woman sitting there, kind of heavy step. She's real seriously sick. She has heart trouble, shattered by cancer, spiritual demon depression, oppression rather. The lady sits right there with her head bowed, looking right this way at me. You believe, lady, that Jesus Christ will make you well? You believe it? Do you? You accept it? Lawful? Now you'll have to beat that. Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, let it be known that the people might understand that. Have faith in God. Here's a man sitting right back here praying for his wife. He's got his wife on his mind. He's praying for her. She's had operations and so forth, and it doesn't seem to help her any. That's exactly right. That man's a minister. Reverend Nathan. Jacob Nathan. Your wife's sitting next to you. You believe that Jesus Christ will make her well? You accept it, sir? Raise up your hand if you accept it. God bless you. I've never seen a man in my life. Have faith in God. Let that passion. He is God forevermore. Here sits a woman. She bowed her head right there. She's sitting there looking to me now. The woman's lame somehow. She's got beneath her crutches she walks on. You believe, lady, that Jesus Christ will let you walk out here without them crutches tonight? You believe it's sitting right there looking at me? Will you accept it to your healing? Raise up your hand. I've never seen you in my life. But if you'll believe it, you'll leave them lay there and walk out and be whole. I challenge your faith today. What about you, minister? Do you brothers believe with all your heart? Now you're never one stranger to me besides Brother William. God loves you. You're His servant. I'm here to be your brother. The Spirit of God is here. I boldly say it in Jesus Christ's name. You just have faith to believe. If there's something wrong, ask Him. This man sitting right here, looking at me. It's not exactly you. It's your dad sitting out there. That's right. You believe God can tell me what's wrong with him? If you believe it, then you see. That's right, stand on your feet. That's just his dad. He's sitting out there, an old man, kind of bald-headed, sitting there looking right at me now. Here, look here. Don't you see that light? Look at that light over this little woman here. He's praying also. He knows that woman sitting right there, that little woman. Do you believe God can tell me what's wrong with her? Will you believe? Amen. In her leg. Behind.
You believe God? You believe that the angel of the Lord
yesterday, today, and forever. He remained God. And there's nothing that can harm, nothing can hinder. Jesus Christ, God's Son, lives forever, ever alive to make intercession. If we will only believe, have faith, God will perform the rest. Do you believe that with all your heart? Now, you believe that the coming Messiah is at hand? What is those people? I never seen one of them in my life, and God knows that to be true. Now you've got it started. Now it's just going all around the building. Right now is the time. Now is the time you receive your healing. Lay your hands on one another. Put your hands over on one another and believe now. Now you've got it. Now you're coming into faith. Oh Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, let it be known tonight that thou art the Son of God. You have made it known. You are God. And let your Holy Spirit fall in this among this people and prove to them that thou art the great Jehovah God, that you remain the same yesterday. Satan, you are defeated. Come out of this people. I adjure thee by the power of the living God that you come out of this people. In Jesus' name. People are sitting here tonight. We're to call this prayer line in a few minutes, and people have come through the line. I pray, Father, that you'll wake people up to let them know that we're living in the like a modern Sodom and Gomorrah. Grant it, Lord, that they'll see that that angel that was promised to visit through human flesh. And Lord, we know that that angel is a messenger from heaven, which is the Holy Ghost. It's Him that wants to work through us the will of God to call the church. Grant it, Lord. Send Him again tonight. Send that great Elohim that come down in dust and made Himself known because He could talk to man through the dust. Use the dust that's in your Lord that's been consecrated to you. This sanctified dust by the blood of Jesus. Use them, Lord. If there be an unbeliever here, Lord, let them see that the hour is approaching. They see it in the newspapers. They hear it on radios and televisions. Now may they see the sign of God that He is calling His church, giving her that final last call, that final last sign that she would receive. We've had healings and speaking with tongues and miracles and so forth, but that visit is what we are looking for tonight, Lord. Grant it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sorry I took you so long. Brother, sister, I'm just a lump of clay. Don't you pay attention to me, but you listen to what I'm saying. The coming of the Lord's drawing near. I don't know how near. No one knows. But I believe it's real close at hand. I see everything just happening. I want you to be ready. I want you to really cut loose, lay aside every sin, every weight, and the sin that so easily beset you, that you might run with patience the race that's set before us. Looking to the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ. Look at His. Look at His meekness and lowliness. Look at His kindness and mercy. Look at His Spirit coming back to the earth. That proves that He's alive. Amen. He isn't dead. They couldn't even kill the body. They killed it, truly. But God raised it up again. It's alive forevermore, sitting at the right hand of God. The Spirit that was in it is here in the church tonight. Promised that we're in the end time. Now, I don't remember just where we left off the other night calling in this prayer cards. We had some left. We called some and then the... Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. May it be so. God works in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. Yes. Remember, the Holy Spirit that wrote this book, the Holy Spirit that was in that dust down there at Sodom, is the same Holy Spirit that's in this building tonight. Yes. He can do the same thing. You believe that? Yes. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. I want you to pray. As I'm stumbling for words. He wants me to do something. I don't know what it is. So just pray with me. And then the Lord's trying to do something different. I don't know what it is. Just be reverent, and everyone, keep your seat. Just be. We don't know what something might happen here in a moment. I never had this before, just like this. Just be in prayer, and may the Lord God reveal to us. Yes, here it is. I'm going to turn my back to this audience. Let you know that the same angel that was there at Sodom that gave that sign with his back turned is the same angel that's here tonight. It's not your brother. It's your Lord, the Holy Spirit. Now, you people in these sections of these churches here tonight, I don't say it will, something made me do this, but if the Holy Spirit will come here in this building and perform and do just as He did there at Sodom to an elected church, a called out people separated from that bunch of people down there. That's where He come to, Abraham. The angel's messengers went on down into Sodom and preached, but this one stayed behind to the church, the called out church, and He gave them a sign that He was. Now, if the Holy Spirit will do that, and you'll pray in your heart and believe God, say, God, I'm a child of Abraham, and I believe with all my heart, and let the Holy Spirit come and perform here tonight as He did down there, will all of you believe on Him with all your heart? Let's just, on the piano, ever who is the pianist there, if you will, sing the great, just play slowly, the great position now is near, if you will, while we just pray. Now, this is spiritual. I remember some time ago, that was playing Fort Wayne, Indiana. Something happened. A drunkard girl. He didn't have the Holy Ghost. She got filled with the Spirit and jumped up from the piano and run away. About 5,000 people sitting there seeing that piano continually playing. The great physician now is near. People just raising up everywhere, being healed. As much a bunch of Amish and Dunkers. Fort Wayne. The sympathizing Jesus. I'm going to look at my brethren back here. You pray. Brother, we all go to meet someday in the land beyond. We have to give an account for our ministry, what we do with Jesus called Christ. We teach our people that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that, don't you, brother? Now, just a moment. There's someone to my extreme right praying. It's a man. And he's praying because he's in a serious condition. He's suffering from a bladder trouble. He's got a tumor. He's had an operation, and he's up for another operation. That's the man sitting right there with his hand up. That's true. If that's true, stand on your feet. If we're strangers, one another, wave your hand. Do you believe the same angel of God is in the building? God bless you, brother. Except, what did you touch, sir? You were praying, wasn't you? For your healing. Well then, if me standing here, my back turned to you, that same angel that declared this at Sodom, as Jesus said, would be here in the last day just before He's coming, then folks, He's on His road here. He's coming. That's right. Pray. Now sitting close to Him, right behind Him, is a woman. She's got trouble with her side. She has headaches. Mrs. Arnold, if you believe with all your heart, all right. Hallelujah. I do not know you. Is that right, ladies? We're strangers to one another. Is that your name? Is that your condition? You were praying, wasn't you? You touched something. The man sitting right back there with high blood pressure, if you will believe, sir, accept it as your healing. You do? Look at me gray-headed, sir. Ritz, you can believe with all your heart. Do you, sir? All right. Then the blood pressure will leave you. I don't know him. Never seen him in my life. Is that right, sir? Raise up your hand if we're strangers to one another. What are them people touching? And in the midst of this all, I feel doubt moving in. What are you doing? Not being merciful. Don't do that. The Holy Spirit is here. Thus saith the Lord. I see before me a woman. She's holding a water-headed baby. The baby has had surgery. It's got water on the brain. She's sitting right down here holding the baby. You know who I'm talking to? Mrs. Yeager? Stand up and believe for the baby. You believe on the Lord? If thou canst believe, how about over in this section here? So that you'll see it just says in one section, you believe over here. Do you believe it? A lady sitting here, high blood pressure. If you'll believe, lady, Lord, who is she? Mrs. Barrett, B-I-R-L-E-Y, verily, believe with all your heart, and you shall have your healing also. You believe it? Right? What about this woman laying down here on this cot, stretcher? Look over this way, lady. You have a prayer card? I guess you don't. Well, I forgot to tell you about prayer cards. I guess none of you. You don't have no prayer card? I can't heal you, lady. But you believe if God can tell me what's your trouble, will you accept it? You're going to die laying there. That's one thing, sure. You got an overfluided body. That's fluid and everything backing up on you. Is that? That's the truth, isn't it? Now, I've never seen you in my life. This is the first time. And if you'll believe it with all your heart, and don't doubt, that fluid will leave you and you'll go home and be well. Amen. Do you believe? Do you believe the angel of the Lord's here? How many of you believers raise up your hand? Well, now lay your hands on one another. Put your hands on one another, dear believers. Oh God, Holy Spirit that's present, the angel that was promised, that Jesus said would be here as it was in the days of Sodom. Lord God, make Satan leave this people. I hold them before you and zealous of them. Come out of that group, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Move away from those people and be dispelled from this building. And Jesus Christ, take glory and power forever. Now, if you believe him with all your heart, believe that he heals you, the Bible said these signs. That's right, lady, get right up off that cot and go on home. That's it. If you believe, stand up on your feet then, everywhere, except Jesus. The angel of the Lord is here. I pronounce the healing blessings and the power of the Almighty God. Now you pray and see if the high priest still lives to make intercession. See if you can still touch him. You do that. Then he'll take all suspicion from him. Just pray. We got the pictures of it here. It's been tucked the world over in Germany and America and Canada and everywhere. Scientific, it hangs in the Religious Hall of Art up there. Scientifically proved. George J. Lacey, the head of the FBI for fingerprinting documents, said, signed the document itself. The light struck the lens. He said, I used to disbelieve it too, but the camera won't take psychology. Mm-hmm. Not psychology. Here. This lady's sitting here with her head down praying. Sitting right in front of me. You want to get over them hemorrhoids, don't you? And you've got little winds on your head, haven't you? All right, it's finished now. Go home again. Do you believe? This woman sitting right out here at the end with her hand up to her mouth like this. You want to get over that diabetes and be made well? You believe in Jesus Christ to heal you? All right. Then go home and be healed. Jesus Christ will make you well. This man sitting here with high blood pressure, you believe that God will make you well, sir, sitting back there? You believe it? All right. Stand up on your feet. I'm this man right here at the red town. I don't know you. You're a stranger to me. But go home and be well. Christ makes you well. Now, do you believe, you people here, that for your first time? Here. Which is the
first?
Is this you, lady? Come here just a minute. Stand right there just a minute. Are you and I strangers to one another? God knows us both, and we're strangers. Now, here's a woman. Here's my hand. I've never seen her in my life, as I know of. So that you'll see that the infallible proof that Christ, the Holy Spirit, is here. See? Now, if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me, if I'd say, lady, you're sick, well, that's all true. You probably are sick. But if he would say to me, I say, come lay my hands on you, and I say, God will heal you, I'll lay my hands on you. You got a right to believe that. That's true. That's right. I say, the Holy Spirit's here. That's right. I believe that. But now, if he would tell you something that you've done, or something like I talked about him doing tonight in the Scripture, then you know it has to be some power, because I don't know you. I never seen you. Would that be right, audience? Do you people that's never been in a meeting before raise your hand? If that'd be right, you think that'd be right. Now, here's my hand. The lady don't know me. I don't know her. We're just standing here. This is just a picture of St. John 4 when you go home. Jesus met a woman at the well, a Samaritan woman, and told her what was wrong with her. Anybody remember that? We had it in the message tonight. Here it is again, right here tonight. Right here, a thing. The Holy Spirit, the woman, I don't know, she might not be a Christian, she might be sick, she might be in financial trouble. I do not know her, I've never seen her in my life. But if something speaks to her, then you'll know it's some power. That's up to you to believe what it is. It's up to you. Remember, if you doubt it, then keep it to yourself, because one word against it will never be forgiven, said Jesus, in this world nor the world to come. I don't know that he had said it, but if the Lord will, well, you'll know whether that's the truth or not. You know? Now, you are a Christian, and I'm not saying that because you're standing there saying something with your lips, praying. I'm not saying it that way, because you could be saying that and still just be putting that on. But you are a Christian. That's right, because I know that your spirit feels welcome. And you're aware that something's going on right now, a real sweet, humble feeling. Between you and I stands that light moving. Now, you want me to pray for you for a growth, and that growth is under your right arm.
Amen.
It's a knot, like.
Amen.
That's right. You believe God can tell me who you are? Miss Lindsay, you can go home and be made well.
Praise the Lord.
Do you believe now with all your heart? Now, let's just all be praying, be in a mood of prayer. Come. And our Heavenly Father, pray. Now, you're aware that I know what was wrong. You decide your Lord. You believe God will make you well. God is heaven. Have mercy on you. But you want me to tell you what's wrong with you? You want me to do it? It's a lady's trouble, female trouble. That's right, isn't it? I said, well, you don't believe it. Just ask her. I come. Oh, Lord, I pray that you'll help our dear brother and make him well as I lay hands on him. Come, my brother. Father God, make our brother well. I pray in Jesus' name. Do you believe that God will make you well now when we pray? Not all right. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you will heal us well. Telling him what's wrong. The vision doesn't heal you. It's your faith in God that heals you. See, he's still here. He didn't just hit that one and leave. Here, come here, sir. You believe if God can tell me what your trouble is, that you believe it would be God, would you, sir? All right, of course, now, what you want me to pray for is that growth on your faith. That's what you're wanting for. Now, wait just a minute and see if the Holy Spirit would say something else. See? Now, just, of course, you see the growth on his face. As soon as he stood here, I seen that's what he wanted. See, the growth on his face. All right, sir? Yes, sir? That's what you're wanting to pray for, is the growth on your faith. You seem to be a nice man. Yes, a minister. That's right.
You're not from here either. You're from another country. It's a wooded country all around. You're from Arkansas. And you're praying for somebody in Arkansas. That person has the cancer. You was once healed with the cancer. And the cancer is on your neck. Pray for it, it dropped off. That's right. That's the Jonesboro. That's right. That's thus saith the Lord. That's true. You believe God can tell me who you are?
Yes.
Reverend Mr. Shepherd, that'll leave your faith if you'll believe it. Go and have faith in God. Have faith. Just everybody be in prayer now. Everybody praying for these sick people. What if it's your mother and so forth coming for them? I pray that you'll restore the sight of our brethren and let him be made well. In Jesus' name. Amen. God, lay hands upon the woman. May she be healed in Jesus' name.
The boy's blinded eyes come open as he went down the steps. Let's give God praise, everybody.
If you can only believe, all things are possible.
God bless you, Andrew. Come, Mother. God is great, Mother. Father, in Jesus' name. Come, Mother. Do you believe you hit well, Father? Kind Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name.
Believe all of you with all your heart.
Well, she prayed for that could be looked at. You believe God could tell me something else about you? You believe? Would that make you believe more? Because that's a serious thing. You got to have just a little boost of faith. Do you believe that He can tell me? That growth is what you want prayed for, of course. You have a weakness, and then you're all nervous about something. It's about, yes, you got a loved one you won't pray for. That was your husband. He was here in the meeting, and he had to leave to go home. That's right. You believe God can tell me who you are?
I do.
Miss Austin, and you can go home and be well. Believe it with all your heart.
Amen.
Don't doubt. Have faith. Believe. Everybody believe now with all your heart. May the curse leave her in Jesus' name. I believe that's right, but both of you. Stop believing. Come to the just believe with all your heart. As you pray. Now, kind Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless our sister and make her well in Jesus' name. Right. As you pass through the line, just like you're under the cross, believe that you're passing other prayers to these people. Father, in Christ's name, may our sister be healed. Or you'll die with that cancer, but you believe that God will make you well. It's a frightful thing, but the darkness has left you. That's gone from you now. If you'll believe, the cancer will never kill you.
On your own.
Come, sister. Thank you for mercy for her. And I've learned the woman. Are you, is this, excuse me, sir, I thought there's a whole rush coming down the lane. Sometimes those visions make me weak, and well, you're just as pulling from the audience and everything so much. Do you believe? That's very fine. That's very fine. That's, your diabetes bothered you quite a bit. You believe that Christ will heal you that diabetes? You have a habit you've got to give up to, smoking cigarettes. That's right. And another thing, you need Jesus as your Savior. It's dark around you. You're not a Christian. Will you accept Him now as your personal Savior? You accept Him as your Savior? All right. Mr. Perry, that's your name, Mr. Perry. You're saved now. Christ forgives your sins, heals your sickness. Go on your road and be well. In the name of Jesus Christ. You believe with all your heart? Everybody believe? Now, I wonder if them people that raised their hand a few minutes ago, do you believe that God hears prayer? Would you come here and stand right here just a minute? Would you want to make your way right down here while in the presence of the Holy Spirit, that you'd like to come right down here while we sing a song? All you that has need of Christ, would you come right here just a minute that you want to accept Him as your personal Savior? Come here in His presence. You'll never be any closer. I tell you, friend, I hope you don't count me a fanatic. I'm telling you the truth. The Spirit of God is in the meeting now. You know it beyond any shadow of doubt. Now, while we sing a song, what are we going to do?
I love him.
While we sing I love him, from the balconies, we'll wait for you. Come down here and stand here just for a little personal prayer, if you will. Right down here. Come and let the people know that you really believe him and you want to accept him. Right in his presence now. Come right down and stand here in this pit with me just a few moments. Will you do it now while we sing? I love him.
I love him.
Will you come right on now, you that raise your hand?
Oh,
come right out of the balcony. I want to ask you,
do you ever think you'll be any closer than you are right now? Until you see his visible form, he's your, I'm your brother. I'm just a man as you are. But just being able to submit myself to the Spirit and relax, he does those things. Now I'm real weak, as you can see the perspiration running from my hand.
Salvation on Calvary. Won't you come now? Secrets of your heart can make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak. His loving presence is here. Won't you come out now? If you are backslidden, far away from God, cold in your heart, want a new experience with God, won't you come forward? Or even if you haven't received His Holy Spirit, why don't you move up right now? Come up here. Now, I don't know the Scripture. Don't apply the miracles of Revelation 11 in the Gentile age. That's to the Jews. And one of these days, God's going to let me go to Jerusalem. That's going to be it. Just remember, if you believe me to be God's servant, when the Jews receive Christ as Messiah, the Gentiles are finished. It's your hour. You better come. Once more, so I'll be sure that I won't have to answer on that day. Once more. I love him. Minister brothers, come out and come here, will you? Love him. Because he, that's right. To thee in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus, these penitent ones who stand facing the audience. They are sorry for their sins. They are the trophies of this meeting, the trophies of thy grace and thy presence. It is written in the Scripture
that no man can come to me except my Father draws him first. And then it is also written, all the Father has given me will come to me. What a privilege, people, this is tonight, to know that God Almighty has drawn them to His Son, Jesus. They are love gifts that God is giving to His Son, Christ Jesus. No man can pluck them from my hand, said Jesus. They are there safely secured. They come upon the conviction of their Spirit, Lord. The Holy Spirit bringing them into your presence. They are convinced that they're wrong and they want eternal life. You said as many as believe, they receive this eternal life. And you said that you'd raise them up at the last day. And to think that as the warm sun has begun to bathe the earth, the little hidden lives of those flowers laying in the dirt, that no scientist could ever find that germ of life, but it laid in the dust. And just the right atmosphere of that sun brought forth the little flowers. They're coming everywhere. That's when the sun, the S-U-N that raises botany life, brought forth the flowers. Someday, the Son of God will come. And these people tonight who are standing here to receive eternal life, before this audience, before your servants, these ministers, they are now standing here to accept eternal life. And someday they may be go to the dust. There may be a casket that they lay in, a mud be poured over their bodies, a tombstone erected, but they cannot hide eternal life. When Jesus comes, they will come forth because you promised it. We give them to you, Lord, and their trophies. May they live a long life here on earth full of joy and peace. May they find a good home, a good church home, and there remain faithful at the post of duty until death shall set them free from this earthly course. Grant it, Father. They are yours in Christ's name. You that's standing around the altar, you that come up to repent, do you now believe and accept Jesus as your personal Savior, believing that you that all you can do is to be sorry for your sins? He that asks receives. If you believe it, would you raise your hands that you now will forsake your sins and accept Jesus as your Savior? Raise up your hands all along the altar. Wonderful. The Lord God bless you. Now, minister, brethren, I want you to come up around them where they are. Lay hands upon them, and we'll pray for them that they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost right where they're standing. Come right up around them, each one of you. Come up around every one. You ministers here, gather up around and lay hands upon them that they will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now the rest of the audience, bow your head in prayer while they are praying also. Brother DeSigma, come here and lead this prayer, if you will, while we... Now be reverent. How many is sick out there? Raise up your hands. Everywhere you are, just raise your hands. Everywhere in the building. Now be reverent. Now, what a time. Breathless. Something's got to happen. Something's got to happen, or the Bible's found wrong and me a false pretender. Or it's going to be found true and our faith confirmed. Don't worry. Christ is here. He promised it. He cannot do nothing but keep His promise. If you will believe with all your heart now, just have faith, don't doubt. Do you see that? A light hanging right there over this man right here. Got trouble with his eyes. That's right. You were praying. Your son sits next to you. You believe God can tell me what's wrong with your son? You believe it? It's a nervous condition. That's right, isn't it, son? Mm-hmm. You believe God can tell me who you are? Would it make you feel better?
Mr. Cullum? That's correct. See that right? Now you receive what you ask for.
Same one.
Here.
Right, you're a man sitting looking right at me. He's suffering with arthritis. He's had a heart attack. He's a minister.
He isn't from this city. He's not even from this state. He's from Kansas. You believe that God can heal you, sir? You'd go back to Coffeyville and feel real good about it, would you? Your name is Reverend Midland. Go back and be healed, sir. I do not know you. If that's right, wave your hands like this. I'm a stranger to you. Your faith has saved you, sir. That was not me, my precious friend. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. He's out there among you. I'm just his mouthpiece, seeing with my eyes what he's doing. I wish you could see what I'm looking at now. See, it's his goodness. A man sitting right out here on the end. Kind of a T-shirt or sleeves, short sleeves. He's praying for somebody else, though. He's praying for a man that's sitting out here. Looks like a Mexican man. You got stomach trouble, haven't you, sir? They haven't told you how. You believe God can tell me who you are? They call you Joe. They didn't tell you how bad you were, sir, but go believe him now. You can be well. Have faith in God. Back in this section. If thou canst believe. Here's a woman sitting right down here, sitting second one in. She had her head down. She's praying, oh, Lord God, let him call me. She ain't praying for herself. She's praying for her husband. Her husband had a nervous collapse. He's been attending the meeting, but he just couldn't come back. He's bedfast. She's weeping over her handkerchief now in her eyes. For our poor husband lays just at the point of death with a nervous collapse. Fear not, sister. Take that handkerchief you're crying in and lay it up on him. Don't doubt. He'll come out of it. If thou canst believe. Here's a little woman sitting right out from her. That just struck faith with that little woman. She's praying also. Her trouble, she's got trouble with her head and with her eyes, and she's got a stomach trouble. It's a little woman. Wait a minute. Her name is Annie. Annie, stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you love the Lord Jesus? Are you ready to receive his blessings? Do you believe me to be his servant? I've told you the truth. Now, I'll tell you this. Will you lay your hands on one another across there? Minister brothers, some of you faithful preachers there, come down here and lay hands along these people here. I want you, especially on this woman here. You lay your hands on one another up in the balcony. It's wherever you are. Now, is Jesus, that man there with that prostrate trouble? Forget it, sir. Jesus Christ makes you well. Go home. You've been having pains in your lungs sitting right back there next to that post? Don't have no fear. It's left you, tubercular. You can go home and be well. Christ Jesus makes you well. There it is. It's just all over the building, everywhere. Everywhere. Can't. Oh. Pass me not, O Savior. Are you? may they be healed just now through Jesus' name. Give Him praise, all you people. He will not pass you by.
Now, if you'll be real reverent, the Holy Spirit is begin entering into the room. I am looking now to my left from me. I see a man praying. That light is over him. Sitting to my left on the end of the row out there, he's got a rupture. He's got nose trouble and arthritis. And he's praying for deliverance. Do you believe, sir, that your faith has touched his garment now and you want to be healed? Will you accept it? If you will, just raise up your hand and say, I accept it. He's sitting right back here to my left. Hands over your face there praying. All right? There's a man right behind him praying also. But he's not praying for himself. He's praying for his little girl there. That little girl has low blood pressure. Your wife sitting by you also has trouble with her limbs, doesn't she? You believe that God will make them well? You believe it? Raise up your hand and say, I'll accept it, and God will make them well. God bless you. All right? Back over here in the center aisle. Somebody down through here, believe and may the Lord grant the blessing. I hear that right in the center aisle, on the outside to my right, there's a woman sitting there. She has gland trouble she's praying about. That you might know what I'm speaking to. You got a husband at home you're praying for. He has a hernia. You believe that God will heal him? You believe it, sister? Raise up your hand if you'll accept it with all your heart. You believe it? All right. Here's a woman sitting right out here from me in an aisle. She's praying. She's praying for her son. Her son is in a bed of affliction. He isn't here. He's not even in this state. He's in Arkansas. He's an alcoholic. Miss Kelly, that's who I'm speaking to. Do you believe Miss Kelly? Stand up on your feet. Get up. Stand up, Miss Kelly. Now, I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. Is that right? Now you go find him the way you have believed. God bless you. If you believe, friends, just have faith. Are you believing God now? Have faith now. Just believe with all your heart. Here's a man sitting right down here, right to my right again. He's sitting out here on the end. He's got lung trouble. Very bad. Do you realize that that's cancer, sir, in your lungs? I don't know you. Is that right? If the people want to raise their head, it's all right. I don't care when you're talking to someone. I'm a stranger to you. Is that right, sir? I do not know you. You believe that God would heal you and make you well? Got cancer in the lung. You're a minister, too. That's right. You are a minister of the Assemblies of God. Now, I'm a stranger. You believe that God knows who you are? You believe He can tell me who you are? Would you believe, make you believe now? Because you've got to believe or you're going to die. Reverend Lee Hildreth, that is your name. Is that right? Raise up your hand. I never seen you in my life. If that's right, raise up your hand. The Holy Spirit, He wants to spare your life, sir. You believe with all your heart. Do you believe now, all of you? With all your heart? All that's in you? Every word, do you believe? Somebody else want to believe? Here. I see another minister. No, it's his wife praying for him. He's got stomach trouble.
He's not here, but he's home. Miss Phillips, believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ will make the brother well if you believe it. Amen. Do you believe with all your heart? All right. You believe the Holy Spirit is here now? All right. Then I want you to do this. How many believers is here? Raise your hands. Now, how many believe that that's the sign that Jesus gave that he was Messiah? That's what he gave to the world. That's what the Bible said. That's what he promised. As it was in the days of Sodom, what was the Sodom sign to the elect church? They found there was a great revival went on down in the Sodom, but up here in the elect church, Abraham, there was an angel who knew that Abraham was married, had a wife, her name was Sarah, and he asked where she's at, said she's in the tent behind you, and she laughed, and he said, why did she laugh? Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of Son of Man. Is that right? Well, then that makes him here. If you're believers, with all your heart believing, raise up your hand. Each one is a believer. Now, you lay your hand over on somebody next to you. Just lay your hand on somebody next to you. I'm going to quote to you a scripture. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Is that right? Now, don't you pray for yourself. Let that person that you're praying for pray for you. And now you pray for one another. And God promised the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the whole group of you. The Holy Ghost is out there. He's right over you now. Now, bow your heads. And there's only one thing to keep you from receiving it. That's that little shadow of darkness. I'm going to ask God to make that devil leave here, that devil of unbelief. And each one of you can be healed. Now you pray for the person that you got your hands on. Heavenly Father, we bring this audience to you now. Seeing that you have proven yourself alive after 1900 years, your scripture says these signs shall follow them that believe. Oh Lord, you are here. Your power is here. Your children is saved. Your spirit is here. We cast out this doubt. We defeat Satan by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, may the devil turn these people loose, every one of them. And may the power of God fall into this building. May every person here be liberated from the powers of sickness, the powers of darkness. May the Holy Ghost have the right away in every heart. Grant it, Lord. We give them to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, cast out the evil powers of Satan. May he leave this audience and each of them be healed. Do you believe him? You believe you're healed? I don't care how crippled you are, how bad you are, I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the presence of him that knows all about you, stand on your feet and receive your healing. I don't care what is wrong. Stand up. Amen. There it is. Praise the Lord. You are healed. God Almighty makes you well. I pronounce it in the name of Jesus Christ. As
sweetly have faith. Now just, I want you in a prayer right now. Watch the audience, see? And you pray. Just ask the Father, Father God, thou knowest my need. And you know that I have need of healing. Will you help me? Just humbly. Just come like that poor little woman with that blood issue, and she touched the border of his garment and was made whole. Over here in the corner, do you raise your hand a while ago? You want to be healed? You think your heart's going to be all right now? You're going to be healed? You had heart trouble, didn't you? Wasn't you praying, Lord, let it be me? Raise up your hand if that's right. All right, your heart trouble's finished now. Now, I do not know the man. But watch. What? Did he touch me? He's 30 feet away from me. See? He touched something. And something spoke through me, that was all. Wasn't me. I'm just like, this here microphone's a complete mute without me something to speak to it. And that's the way we are. How do I know that man? I never know. Well, how do I know what was wrong with him? I don't. I hear that you might know again. Here sits the man sitting right back here, suffering with heart trouble. Little blue little coat on his shirt open. That's right, isn't it, sir? All right? He healed you right then. Your faith made you whole. What did he do? He touched not me. I don't know. The man had never seen. But he was desperately. And he was praying, oh, Lord, let Brother Branham speak to me. Asking if that's right or not. Raise your hand if that's right, sir. Raise up your hand if you're sitting there praying for me. Now, God, that can hear prayer, can answer prayer. Don't you think so?
This lady sitting right back here got something wrong with her hands. You believe that God will heal you, lady? There's something wrong with your hands sitting there? You want to be healed? All right. Your faith touched him, man. Your hands will get well. That lady sitting right behind you there, she's had an awful operation, and she's praying also for you. Is that right, lady? Raise up your hand. All right. You're going to get well. Where the doctors fail, Satan hid from the doctors, but he can't hide from God. He knows right where he's at. So he's gone. Have faith in God. This lady sitting right over here close to where that baby's been rocked back and forth there, she's praying about a foot trouble. But do you believe that God will heal the feet? If you believe it, all right, stand up, lady, so they'll know who I'm talking about. That's it. You're right there, sister. Just tell God that you love him. You love him? All right. Then you can go home and be well. Lord bless you. That's very fine. And by the way, when you sat down, that lady right next to you was so thrilled having that bladder trouble, but it's gone too, sister. You can stand up on your feet and step it also. So you're in there. You believe with all your heart? Now, you see, now we know his presence is here. I be reverent. Now, if anyone knows that when a vision strikes, it weakens you. How many knows that? How many knows that the Son of God said when a woman touched his garment, he said, who touched me? And he looked around and said, I perceive that virtue, that strength, has gone from him. And that takes strength. What would all these people hear? If the Son of God, one woman touched me, and there's 7 or 8 people across there then, and you're still touching. If I just speak, you see, it's your faith. But now this line here, you believe. Now Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Look the other night, coming by, laid hands on a little boy blind, walked right there and started down the steps and received his sight. How many were sure when that happened? Sure. Little boy born blind, about 16, 17 years old. Begin to scream back, oh, Brother Branham, I can see. Sure. I can't heal. I can just obey a commandment. See? That's what I do here when he told me that these things would come to pass. Let me tell you something now. The new ministry that's coming up will be so far beyond this. So I've already seen it working 4 or 5 times. As many of the people that's with me knows that to be true. We're facing ready for a great hour. But that you might know, here's a fine person standing here. We're strangers to one another, are we, lady? You and I. Well, he don't. But I have no idea what's the woman. You said something, sister, I didn't. Oh, I prayed for you before. Of course, I wouldn't know that. I don't know what's wrong with you now. God, or if I, God knows it, I don't remember, you see. But just that the people might see that God's just as great here, out there, just wherever your faith is. Right now, just to settle down, see, I'm trying to throw myself off from you to keep from your faith pulling this away. And the first thing you know, it just wilt right down. You just can't stand too much. Pray for someone and turn around, change the subject, and pray for someone again just to keep strength up, to keep my promise to lay hands on the American people. We never have to do it overseas. Just one thing to be spoke out like that, the whole group just raises up, needs wheelchairs and everything else, and goes on home. That's all over. Man. But there's so many confusions of different teachings here in America, they don't know what to believe. Right? One says, oh, telepathy. Other, the devil. One says, do this. One, 4 people. Listen, you let every man's word be a lie and God's be true. That's just the only way it's there. He's here. He's already healed you. You just accept it. Now look, lady,
If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me something of you that, you know, I don't know nothing about you. And if the Lord Jesus will reveal something to me that you know it has to come supernatural, would it make you believe better? It would. Would it make the audience believe better? Now, she's close to me here, you see, just real close. Now, this is the same picture of St. John Paul, a man and a woman meeting for the first time, sitting here. It's just maybe the little well with a panoramic like this. Now, Jesus began to talk to her. Now, you're not the woman and I'm not him, but his spirit still lives, see. And that time it was in the flesh called the Son of God, and now we're adopted sons of God by his grace. So his work can carry on, see, to still return. The lady is very, very sick. She's got a female trouble, lady's trouble. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand. You believe now? I keep feeling somebody standing guessing that. Stop thinking that. You hurt the needy. I'm not guessing that. That's the power of God. Here, stand still. See now, just so get that out of your mind. Let's see, I don't know what it was, but just a minute, I finally. Yes. You've been to a doctor. It's a female. Yeah, not only that, you're up for an operation. That's right. And you have a kidney trouble. You have a bladder trouble. You're not from this country. You're from Missouri. Your name's Miss Hildreth. Now go back up there and be made well. God bless you. God bless you, sister. Your faith has made you whole. Just believe with all your heart. You believe now as you come. But don't say one thing. Will you believe to lay hands on the sick? The rest of you go to believe it now. Come out on him. Everybody pray now for these people. Father in heaven, may the power of Almighty God rest upon the woman and heal. Amen. Lord, come. You believe, sister? What if I told you to heal while you sit in the chair and I come up on you?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
You believe now, sister? This whole church is praying for you. Now, Heavenly Father, I lay hands upon her and ask for her healing in Jesus' name. Come. Now you know that I know what's wrong with you. But if I don't say nothing, would you believe anyhow?
Mm-hmm.
Then go eat your supper, your stomach trouble less. You know. You believe me? In the name of the Lord Jesus, may she be healed. Come, sir. You believe the heart trouble less you when you come up the steps a few minutes ago? If I told you did, would you believe it? Go on your road. Come on. You believe with all your heart, sister, and that arthritis will go away and you'll be made well. Lord, I pray that you'll grant it in Jesus' name. Amen. Come. Now, I know what's wrong with you, don't you? You want me to tell you? I believe you do. All right. Now, you're awful young for that, but you got a nervousness. Now, that's right. The mental nervousness, upset, and you get real weary late in the afternoon and drop things. That's exactly what you do. Got a mind that thinks. You're always crossing bridges before you get through them. Forget it. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. Believe with all your heart. Come. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that you will heal and make well this woman. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father, I pray that in Jesus' name that you will heal. You go to believe now, sister, Father? You go to believe for him with all your heart, Jesus? Oh, Heavenly Father, you took the little boy and put your hands on him and they were healed by him. The Holy Spirit, you're just the same Holy Spirit that knows all about things. If you don't doubt at all, you get over it. You'll be all right. Just go believe it. See? Now, you people coming through, when you're, you know, you keep thinking, you keep wandering, watching, see if I'm going to tell you. If I'm, they'll come get me, take me out of the line, the rest of them won't get through the line. See? So, don't do that. See, he's still here. He knows all about it. He knows everything. Don't you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that, lady? Are we strangers to one another? God knows us both, doesn't he? You believe God can tell me what your trouble is? If he'll do it for this woman, will the rest of you believe for the rest of the night with all your heart? Raise up your hands if you say, here's my hands. I don't know a woman, never seen her. All right? Just have faith. You got broken ribs. That's right. What's wrong with you? Exactly right. You got a burden on your heart for somebody else you're praying for. That's your father-in-law. That's right. And he's blind, got cancer of the stomach. You mind if I say the rest of it? He was too poor to come to the meeting. He didn't have money to come to the meeting. Here. Put that on in the name of the Lord. That acid in your mouth and things after eating, go get your hamburger. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for the Lord that the power of God will make you. When you're passing on the cross, please, with all your heart. God bless you. Have faith. What do you think about the little baby? Yeah, that's what you want prayer for. You believe God could tell me what's going to would help you? I say it's a serious thing. The brain trouble. Kind of like middle retired life.
Yes.
It's had three operations
yes.
of no good. You believe God can hear my prayer?
Yes.
Then I cast the Lord, I pray before you get on and do something. Something happened in the audience. Somebody was healed in the audience. Just a moment, I'll get it. Are you the one to be prayed for? You believe God? Something wrong in your lung. Got trouble in your lung. You just had a nervous breakdown. You're not from here. You're from California. You're a minister. But you also go home and well. Oh Lord, come I pray in Jesus' name that you grant it. Come, sister here. Everybody pray now. Weakness. Just pray. In Jesus' name, I pray, Father. Come, sir. Believe with all your heart and you remove your stomach. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, I know you. Believe me. This little cripple boy. Oh, Lord, I pray that you'll heal the little lad. May he return back walking and rejoicing in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't doubt him. You believe with all your heart. All right, come, sister here. Believe with all the things. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may she be healed. Come, brother, with all the faith that you can. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be healed. Amen. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Pray all the church. Pray together now. Well, this is your children passing through here. Come to me. Oh, God, I pray that you'll heal the little lad in Jesus' name. Come, sir. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, grant his request, Father. Heavenly Father, grant this request and may she be healed for the glory of God. Amen. God bless you. If you know that. God bless you. Father God, I pray that you'll grant his request to him as you've asked it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Come now, believing with all your heart. Are you believing with all your heart? from here to stand. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that in Christ's name that you'll grant this request, and may she be healed for the kingdom of God's sake. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be healed, Father, for the kingdom of God's sake. Amen. Look how many people's praying for you out there, Dad. You've got to make it. You've got to do it.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, grant her healing for your glory. Bring it. You believe for the little one? Bring it here. Oh, God, don't doubt the Lord. Let me try, but don't do that. Father, cursed be the devil that's done this evil. May the child get well. Do you believe that God heard that? I tell you, to be sure that you'll know, you put a string around his head. And then you measure it tonight. Cut the string off. Then tomorrow morning, or tomorrow night before you come back, measure it again, and then show me how much the string laid up here on the desk, and watch how much the string came out of the Have faith. You go to believe laying there? Go to believe all of you? Have faith now. It's just whatever you believe. Now, are you to be prayed for? Do you believe the Lord Jesus? Do you believe you to be his prophet or his servant? Do you believe you to be his servant? Prophet. Stagger to people. I know somewhere they're listening at me. Very weak. But do you believe that God will hear prayer? All right? Listen. Your trouble is in your style. That's right. You got a loved one you're praying for. And that loved one's in kind of a mental state. That's right. You believe they'll get well?
Yes,
you believe that handkerchief you got will catch it?
Yes, sir.
This is Hammer?
Yes.
That's your name.
Yes.
You're not from here.
Huh?
You're from Oklahoma. Wagner. I return back and take that handkerchief. Believe with all your heart and believe with that. Do you believe out there with all your heart, each one of you? Do you believe everybody? I'll tell you what you do. If you can, reach over and lay your hands on somebody. Lay your hands on. Young man, lay your hands on that, will you? Lay your hands up. Lay your hands up on that little girl. All right. Someone walk over and lay your hands on and say, Young Father. All of you, all you believers, say amen. Come here, brother. Take one of these mics, keep one of you. Bow your head. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is present now, knows your heart. I am so weak I can hardly stand it. Now you can realize the condition. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. If you're a believer, just lay your hands on somebody, pray for them, and they'll pray for you. Now I'm going to pray for all of you. And God will hear my prayer. God will hear your prayer. And I don't care what's wrong with you. You just believe right now, and you're going to get well, everyone. A little girl that was crippled sat in a wheelchair and raised up. In the name of the Lord, my Lord, I pray that your power and grace will be sufficient this time.